Welcome to another episode of Bold Business Leaders. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. Welcome to your 5-minute clip for the woke babe. I know we're all busy, but give yourself these 5 to 10 minutes to level set your day. This is for the warriors that go into this very negative world each day and know the power of positivity. They know that they push out their own frequency. They naturally aim high. This is for the women that know love conquers all. Today I want to talk about how we can be inclusive. Why is it important to be inclusive? Remember the principles of law of attraction. Remember that like attracts like. For example, when we see another woman shining or dimming her own light, it is up to all of us to lift her up because we are lifting ourselves up. We are the same as her. In other words, you cannot judge another woman without judging yourself. It is the ego that creates dualities like race, the differences between race or the differences between gender, male, female, or this person is XYZ. It is the ego that creates dualities or division. You, because you're rising with your higher self, know that in actuality, we are one. When we judge another woman or another person, we are judging themselves, ourselves. So what we want to do is we want to pretend as if they are somebody we love deeply. Now, you don't want to take that to the extreme, but what would you do if somebody that you love deeply was dimming their light? You would help them rise higher. And that's the reaction I want you to have. Be honest with yourself. That is the first step to rising higher as well. Just try it. When you see another woman, stop and listen to the voice in your head. Whatever is your immediate reaction is not you. Remember that. It is simply your thoughts. So we can create or let them go. We can hold the thought or we can let it go. So listen, what does that criticism of the other person say? Does it say, oh, who does she think she is? Or do you look at her thinking, why does she think she's everything? Or whatever judgment that you have of her. That, my dears, is projection of the worst kind. It's important to acknowledge it. For me personally, with both my parents being judgmental, narcissistic, and emotionally immature, I know exactly where my judgment of others came from. It just took me a long time to recognize that that judgment is the same judgment that was bestowed onto me that I'm passing to others. So do that same internal review for yourself by listening when you judge. Trust me when I say the first step is to first acknowledge it. So don't beat yourself up. Be kind to yourself. Acknowledge it so you can move past it. With the full moon in full splendor this month, your timing for transformation is perfect. And remember, the universe always supports you. So next time this happens, next time you see another woman that is dimming her light or maybe is in a weird place in her life and you can recognize it, send them blessings. Send them love and light instead. Make that your habit. I learned this from another amazing inspirational woman named Melanie Beckler. She's on YouTube and I highly recommend you Google her. With a win-win mindset, we can applaud them for their success, which means we're applauding ourselves for success. There's a great song called Girls by Maureen Morris, and I'm actually going to put the YouTube link below because I listen to the song every morning. But she says to the other women, there are enough crowns to go around. So it's time to heal those repeated abusive patterns. Release your abuser by not abusing others. Think about that. See the wounds, know that you are past it, and release them by being kind to someone else. Whoever abused you is in your DNA if you don't release it. Acknowledge them, forgive them, close your eyes, cut the cord. Yes, close your eyes and visualize light. And as you look at the connection between that person, send them love and light and then cut the cord. Do this for 5 minutes a day in the morning until you feel that attachment released. Watch everything shift as you celebrate the collective win. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to know when I do my next podcast or any other updates or even inspiration, please find me at Kinjal Pike or, KinjalPike.com, or you can look for me on Instagram and Twitter at Bold, B-I-Z, Coach. Have a wonderful day and blessings to you all.